Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russin Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. We are live in the studio today, and I know I never give this number out, but I'm going to today. If for some reason you want to give us a call, go ahead and do so. Our number is 412-333-WPIT. That's 333-9748. We have a big show planned for you today, so let's start off today's show. We're going to reach into the old moldy oldies. This is Dukla, today called Pulse, with Hey, Jak v Korčmi.
Корчмі удавці заграли, мої ножки вся не удержали. Хоч на танець, хоч котра дівочка, бо не прийшла моя праїрочка. А як прийде та я на вас виска, бо я свою Марічку вистискам. Вистискам їй та і витанцюю, вже ти знала, що я їй любую. І заплакала, це їй якась баба опар'яла. Веди, бабо, не пхай свого носа, не пхай же ото чужого кроса. Веди, бабо, не пхай свого носа, не пхай же ото чужого кроса. Тільки би то плеткарьок не було, та бися нам спокійніше жило. Бо то вони так мають позвику, це все кого тлелють на язику. Бо то вони так мають позвику, це все кого тлелють на язику. А молоди такі звичай мають, вже по праці собі забуляють. Дніска така правда написана, рай музико до білого подана. Дніска така правда написана, рай музико до білого подана.
In addition to listening to us live here terrestrially on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, you can also listen to us live via the internet. Go to their website, WPITAM.com. Click the button of me in the middle, which says Listen Live, and that's all you have to do to listen to Russian music from around the world, broadcast in America. And Mark's giving me the thumbs up. My picture is on there, and we are broadcasting live via the internet. If you happen to miss our live broadcast, you can go to our website, c-rs.org a little later Sunday evening or Monday, and you can listen to our archives. Even though we are sponsored in full by the Carpatha Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. If you are interested in making a donation to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, we go on to Slaviani Folk Ensemble. This was from our CD recorded back in the 1990s. It's called Mishanya, and the songs that are on there are Spivam Sobi Spivam, Zaspivajme Sobi, and Oy Zahrala Muzichenka. All right, we're also live on Facebook here. If you are a fan of mine, I want to let you know we are on Facebook. You can get a hold of me, Dean Paloka, as my good friend from long, long ago, Mike Trapizano, as we call him Trap. Listening in Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks, Trap, for listening, and you should do the same. Go to Facebook. You can get a hold of everything we have right there. Join the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society on Sunday, February 12th at St. Eugene Parish Hall in Bedford, Ohio, for winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors. What did our ancestors do during the cold, snowy winter months in the Russian homeland and surrounding countries? Did they get cabin fever? I'm sure they did. Among the Russian people, the period between Theophany and Fashenge was a time of music, dance, where the young men would find their future wives. It was a festive time when many marriages took place. Come join us as I, Dean Poloka, Program Director and Choreographer of Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will educate and entertain you as I explain how dance evolved among the Eastern European people, focusing mainly on the Russians. I will explore the cultural influences, the seasons and events that were expressed through music and dance, with participation from our good friends at the Living Traditions Russian Folk Ensemble. In addition, there will be an exhibit of winter clothing and items from local Eastern European cultural museums. There will be a complete roast beef dinner and a cash bar. Children are welcome. For additional information, your reservations must be made by February 5th. Please call this number, area code 440-729-2045. Again, that is winter celebrations of our Eastern European ancestors, Sunday, February 12th. Next on the hit parade today, we are going to go back to the oldie moldies, and this is Zakarpatsky Narodny Hor with Oy Spivayu.
Thank you.
This week's news story comes from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Catholic News Service. On January 19th, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, Apostolic Nuncio to the United States, announced that Pope Benedict XVI has named Bishop William Scurla of the Byzantine Eparchy of Passaic, New Jersey, as Metropolitan Archbishop-elect of the Byzantine Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. Archbishop-elect Scurla, will succeed Archbishop Basil Schott, who passed in June of 2010. The enthronement will take place on April 18th at St. John the Baptist Cathedral in Munhall. The Pittsburgh Byzantine Archeparchy, Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy, is the only self-governing Eastern Catholic Church in the United States, which means, if you don't know already, it is directly under the authority of the Pope, rather than a Catholic patriarch in Eastern Europe or the Middle East. William Charles Scurla was born in Duluth, Minnesota, June 1, 1956. He graduated from Chisholm High School in 1974, then attended Columbia University in New York, graduating in 1981 with a concentration in philosophy. He entered the Byzantine Franciscan community in Seibertsville, Pennsylvania in 1981 and studied for the priesthood at Mary Immaculate Seminary in Northampton, Pennsylvania, receiving a master's degree in divinity in 1986 and theology in 1987. Ordained Franciscan priest in 1987, he was incardinated 9 years later into the Eparchy of Van Nuys, California, where he served as pastoral administrator at St. Melanie Byzantine Catholic Church in Tucson, Arizona from 1993 until 2002. And that's where my dad and I met Metropolitan Archbishop-elect Scurla, William Scurla, when we started the Rusina dance group. He was there the three times that we went down, and we went out for pizza, and we told him all about the Rusyn heritage and Slaviana and what we're doing down there, and he seemed very, very receptive to us as well as to the Rusyn heritage and the dance groups. On the national level, Archbishop-elect Scurla is a member of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Administrative Committee, Priority and Plans Committee, and National Advisory Committee. He serves as Episcopal Chairman of the Inter-Eparchial Vocation Directors and Inter-Eparchial Youth Commission. Bishop Zubik here in Pittsburgh praises the new Metropolitan for Byzantine Catholic Church, and he states this is a wonderful gift. Archbishop, we welcome Bishop William among us, and we look forward to the new life and growth that his capabilities will bring to the Metropolitan Church of Pittsburgh, quoted Father Jaskanich, who right now is still the apostolic administrator of the Archeparchy. He comes with both pastoral and administrative experience that will serve him well. And in here it says that, although born in Minnesota, his family roots are in Pennsylvania, and his father worked for United States Steel, traveling regularly here to Pittsburgh for business. We always had the root for the Steelers, said Archbishop-elect Scurla, currently bishop, as I said, of Passaic. And I wonder if he is related to Metropolitan Laris, who passed away a bit ago. Metropolitan Laris, whose name is Vasil Scurla, comes from the village of Ladomirova in Chadish County. Well, I'll have to ask him that once he gets to Pittsburgh. So, Archbishop Metropolitan-elect William Scurla, we congratulate you, and we wish you nam mnohaya I blahaya lita vladiko.
Oh.
Join the Carpatha Rusyn Society this summer for two tours of the Rusyn homeland. The first one is the 11th Carpatha Rusyn Heritage Tour, scheduled for July 10th through July 20th, visiting Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine. Enjoy the Carpatha Rusyn people, their dances and songs, food, stories, all set in the haunting beauty of the Carpathian Mountains. Sponsored by the Carpatha Rusyn Society in association with the Rusyn Society of Minnesota, tour guide John Rigetti teams up with Rusyn cultural leaders in Europe to bring about experiences and insights that help you fully understand the richness and fullness of Carpatha Rusyn culture, fine arts, literature, economics, language, religion, and history. Explore, share, and enjoy the living heritage of the Rusyn people this summer in an adventure you will never forget. Deadline is February 1st. The first reservations that fill the 35 seats on the tour will be given preference. So how do you do this? Give John Rigetti a call or an email to get your name on the list. John's email, John's email, Rusyn1, all spelled out, at gmail.com. Again, Rusyn1 at gmail.com. Or you can give them a call, 412-749-0675. Again, that is for the 11th Carpatha Rusyn Heritage Tour, July 10th through 20th. And the second tour that will be going on this summer is the Lemko Homeland Tour, visiting the Lemko region July 20th through August 2nd. If you want to register for this one, well, you're going to learn about the Lemko people, their history, culture, and events that help shape their lives. Forcibly resettled in 1947 during Aksja Wisła, the Lemkos live in southeastern Poland, but when they were deported, they had to go to the west part of Silesia. The Lemko Homeland Tour is sponsored by the CRS in association with the Rusyn Association of Minnesota. If you're interested in the Lemko Homeland Tour, you need to sign up by February 1st. Contact Nancy Rivak at area code 310-473-8522. Again, that is the Lemko Homeland Tour, July 20th through August 2nd. Contact Nancy Rivak, also at this email address, lemkotour@c-rs.org. Next, we go to Vojvodina. This is Spishina Tarchina.
Чорного, зо мав крила герлічого, герлічого.
The Carpatha Russian Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a huge variety of Russian items for sale, including a large selection of books, CDs, DVDs, Easter basket covers, pisanki, wood carvings, religious items, imported embroideries, cookbooks, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and much more. You can also check out our line of pirohi items. Oh yeah, nothing like going down the runway to fashion show with your pirohi items. You can pick those up at our gift shop, the beanbags, the keychains, the do-rags, and other items. Not only Randy Horball's pirohi items, but also our other items as well.
You know, I just don't think you're cool if you don't have something from there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you need that pirohi do-rag.
You gotta have something.
No, so me and my bald head, I use that pirohi do-rag every couple days when I mow the lawn in the summer, so I have to do that.
Show your pierogi pride.
That's right. That's right. Now I just need to get a big pirohi t-shirt to wear along with that.
Nice.
So get all the people coming around going, what do you have on your head when you're mowing the lawn? I've already had that look from my kids.
And then you can draw them right in.
Oh, boy. That's right. That's right. I already had a... I'll tell you about that experience some other time, just walking the streets of Pittsburgh and someone going, hey, where'd you get that shirt? But I'll... That's for another day. But if you're interested in things like that, please give us a call at 412-567-3077 and leave us a message. Or you can go to our website, c-rs.org, click on sales, and that will also tell you how to get a brochure sent to you so you can order all of these great items. Before Christmas, I had told you about the pine tree that came from the Carpathians to the Vatican that is in St. Peter's Basilica Square, and I was searching the internet to try and find where it's from, and I found out where it's from. The tree that is in the Vatican came from about 3 miles from the village of Veliky Bichkiu in Rakhiovsky District, and Veliky Bichkiu is the birthplace of Blessed Theodore Romja. So the Christmas tree is definitely a Russian Christmas tree right there in the Vatican. As we end with Capella Drevutina with A Nashto Mlada Zhena, many of you will know this by Yaporobok's Kapushan with Russian lyrics instead of Slovak. We invite you to join us again next week for the best in Russian music and news right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Tzimajtesya s Bohom.
Я паровозка пушар, не мам прелевен я сам, а наш дом и наш дом рада жена. Но я мам сам за собом расправления, а наш дом и наш дом рада жена. Но я мам сам за собом расправления.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що се слухали нашу релацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любил наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.3. godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom!